I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Psalm 85 begins like this. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. The psalmist opens with lines of remembrance, stating these good things the Lord has done. But then in verse 4, they say, cause your anger toward us to cease. So apparently, in the psalmist's view, God is angry with his people again, such that they might be fearful of his wrath returning. The psalmist continues in verse 5 and 6. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? I think these are meant to be rhetorical questions, questions that have an implied answer. Will you be angry forever? The answer implied here is no. God, you won't be angry forever, because that's not who you are. You are the God who has shown us your favor. Verse 7, show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now the psalmist asks directly, Lord, show us mercy. I read this as a confident declaration, sure of who the Lord is and aware of how he moves in the world. Listen to what follows. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. I take such comfort in the words of this psalm. Even though the writer might be feeling overlooked by God, neglected, or as though God is mad at him, perhaps he feels he or his people have done something to create a distance between themselves and God. Even though the problems he faces might be huge, relating to the whole country, still there is a deep confidence in the goodness of God, that salvation is near. And these words are key. So the glory of God may dwell among us. What follows is a poetic description of Jesus. He called himself the way, the truth, and the life. God dwelling among us. Listen to how the psalm ends. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring up out of the ground, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. This is Jesus springing up, the Father looking down, the divine and the human meeting in this intimate, beautiful incarnation. Verse 12, yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way. The goodness of God is our portion. I'm amazed how this psalm, so confident in God's goodness, ends with the description of the apex of God's goodness, found in the person of Jesus, the place where God and humanity meet. Let the Lord speak his peace over you today, and let the person of Jesus have his perfect way in you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook and on our website, zaccma.org.